Well, we got involved with bed bugs actually early on in North Carolina. Back in the late 70s, we found, I was called into a poultry facility where they suspected that they did indeed have bed bugs. And when we got to that facility and started looking, we certainly found that they were there in great, great numbers. And essentially the poultry facilities provide ideal habitats for bed bugs in their curtains and that sort of thing. And the thing that was very concerning to me at that time was the impact that these insects were indeed having on the egg production. The bed bugs feed very, very well on chickens. And you know, then there was a period of time where we really didn't see bed bugs in poultry until, and you know, we weren't called in. I shouldn't say that we didn't see them there, but we weren't called in for the problem until probably, I believe it was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, where the problem again resurfaced. And interestingly enough, when it resurfaced not only in some isolated areas, but we were finding it, you know, in many poultry facilities in North America as well as up in Canada. In fact, I believe they refer to bed bugs as the insect of the you know, of the 21st century, and it's getting to be, you know, more and more of a problem. You know, the challenges have been with, you know, control first, knowing in fact if you do have an infestation, and then what to do about that infestation. And it really is hitting, you know, hotels, it's hitting, you know, university dormitories. One of my former students, who happens to be with us here today, Ali Tazy.
So I started working with bed bugs with Don, and we went into the poultry facilities, and there really wasn't anyone doing veterinary entomology research about bed bugs. So I made the shift over to urban entomology, or structural entomology it's sometimes called, which is more pest control in homes, to see what strategies were being used on bed bugs in these settings. The telltale signs of having bed bugs. Some people, if you're lucky, I guess I could say, you react to them, and so that would be a telltale sign, but again, it could be a delayed reaction. So if you stayed in a hotel and you didn't react for 10 days, it's hard to put the cause and effect together. The reaction to bed bug bites varies. Some people react, some people do not. When I used to work for a pest control company, I'd get calls, and a woman would be saying, you know, I'm getting bit by bed bugs every night, but my husband doesn't think I should call you guys because he's not getting bit at all and he thinks it's all in my head. And it was simply the case that he was getting bit too, he just didn't react. Some people develop reactions over time, and what those reactions are is not predictable. So the most telltale signs of bed bugs is doing an inspection and either finding the live insects themselves, which will be wedged in any little crack and crevice where you could fit a credit card. Usually the closer you are to the bed and the mattress itself, the more likely you are to find a bed bug. So you want to look around the seams of the mattress, behind the headboard, behind any pictures that are hung on the wall behind the bed, and also bedside furniture. The other signs that you can look for are blood spots, which are actually their poop. It's a little spot and it looks like a Sharpie marker that you just made a dot with. It's small and usually black, but that is in fact dried blood. Well, the first thing you should do is not panic. There's a lot of fear and stigmas associated with bed bugs. And unlike cockroaches and other public health pests, they're not associated with filth. Just because you have bed bugs doesn't mean that you're dirty or say anything about your housekeeping. They're simply very good at living near us. And if you get them, they're good at staying near you. So the bed bugs, the big ones look like the little ones, and there's people often don't think that you can see a bed bug, but they're about the size of a tick, about an apple seed size when they're adults. They're much bigger when they've been fed, but they very quickly shrink it back down to a size that's flat and can hide easily. So the little ones just look like a small version of the adult. They go through different growth stages to progressively get bigger. They're an insect, so they've got 6 legs, whereas a tick would have 8. Okay, this is our problem. Bed bugs feed on us. They get their food and their water from us. And I said that most pests, public health pests, are associated with filth because they get their food and their water from our kitchens, for example. Bed bugs get everything they need from our blood. Bed bugs do not transmit disease. So although they are gross and the thought of sleeping with an insect is disgusting, they don't transmit disease. And so that is often where people's fears come from, because mosquitoes and a lot of other blood-sucking pests do have the potential to transmit disease, but bed bugs do not. So the first thing you do is not panic. And the other thing we want to do is not disrupt the environment too much. Often people go online, read the strategies that are recommended, and try and take the problem into their own hands. And that can spread the problem through repelling them with pesticides that aren't effective, and also disrupt them just by altering the environment. You should contact a professional pest control company. They usually have preparation instructions for you and will work with you so the two of you as a team can combat this problem.